How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from pitfalls. Call Retirement Shield Radio's Sean Peel, 800-514-4575. 800-514-4575.
The information provided by Retirement Shield LLC through Retirement Shield Radio or podcast and their host does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice, nor is affiliated with the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. This information is being provided only as a general source of information and is not intended to be the primary basis for financial decisions. It should not be construed as advice designed to meet the needs of an individual situation. Consult with your tax advisor regarding specific tax or legal advice. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed insurance or financial professional.
On today's show, for many Americans, saving for retirement is not on the front burner, so to speak. It's more in the back of your mind. If you have been thinking about how to do this, stick with us because we're going to cover some tips to help you be successful in the next segment.
Discover retirement concepts you need to know.
Every week, we're going to be discussing what we can be doing to help people understand what their money is currently doing.
Learn how to navigate through economic uncertainty.
Every single day, we are just pushing to make sure people's money is doing exactly what it should be.
A successful retirement doesn't happen by accident.
Welcome in
to Retirement Shield Radio with Sean Peel. Sean Peel.
Retirement Shield Radio on the air. Sean Peel is your host, again, a best-selling author. And folks, we are going to be talking all kinds of retirement. And we also have brother-in-law, fiduciary, Darren McComas. He is with us as well. So we've got a twofer. Love talking all kinds of retirement with these two guys. And we are going to do it today on Retirement Shield Radio. Sean, welcome. Darren, welcome.
Thanks so much for having us. We're excited to be here and excited for another great Sunday of retirement talk.
I tell you,
yes.
Getting into the just that Seattle vibe. It's a Sunday morning. It's coffee time. It's time to think about the future, and a lot of people's future. It's going to settle right in on retirement. Now, there are a lot of myths that are out there, so we're going to start with these. And this is actually a pretty good one. You know, Jeff Foxworthy, back in the day, if you are familiar with any Southern humor, he used to have this take on you might be a redneck if, and it took him to stardom. TV shows, comedy albums, I mean, household name. So Foxworthy. And, you know, the retirement arena can be a lot like that too, and we can have some fun with it today, guys. You might not be ready for retirement if. So we'll take out the Foxworthy part of it, but we'll talk about retirement and you might not be ready if. And here's the first one, and I'm going to throw it out to both of you. You're looking for a quick retirement fix. There are a lot of people out there that are. And that, my friends, if you have that in your mindset, you might not be ready.
Well, we like to talk about this, the FOMO effect, right? The fear of missing out. And it wasn't something that we thought the baby boomer generation really dealt a whole lot with until the pandemic. And then you start hearing about people wanting to chase the next great thing. And one of the things we've learned is there's no such thing as a quick fix. You can't chase the market. There's no such thing as timing it. And we have our fiduciary advisor here, Darren McComas. What would you just kind of warn people about from what you've seen when it comes to timing the market or looking for the next shiny coin, so to speak?
Well, we always say by the time we hear about it, it's usually too late. The money's been made. Those quick fixes, you know, trying to double, triple your investment, usually ends in disaster for the average person.
Well, what's funny to me, right, is the baby boomer generation's all about if it's too good to be true, then it probably isn't true. But yet we hear about it all the time. Should I be doing Bitcoin? We saw GameStop a few weeks ago.
We did.
Obviously, I'm not a fiduciary advisor, right? So I sit back and I watch from the sidelines. But wouldn't you think the most important thing for people is to have a plan so they're not emotional?
You know, the plan leads the path forward. It's not the investments. It's not the products. It's having a plan and then constantly going back to the plan and updating it to make sure you're on pace to get to your goals.
Well, and I think that's one of the biggest differences talking to you and Morgan every single week is we're about a proactive relationship, right? You are about actively managing and helping people pick the investments that are best for them and their scenario. What are we seeing out there when you say cookie cutter portfolios, for instance?
Yeah, we talk to people every day all across this great country, including the Northwest, right? And we see, you know, a lot of these big banks have very cookie cutter portfolios. The client down the street has a similar, almost identical portfolio to someone who is 3,000 miles away. And, you know, that's cookie cutter approach. It's definitely not customized to you and your unique situation. So if that's you, I think, you know, getting a second opinion, a fresh perspective on your investments is always a wise decision.
We are visiting with Sean and Darren. Again, Retirement Shield Radio. Sean Peel is your host. Darren McComas is his brother-in-law and fiduciary at the firm. And we are talking all kinds of retirement. We're having some fun with the whole Jeff Foxworthy take on you might be a redneck if, but we're doing it along the lines you might not be ready for retirement if. And we've hit about spending plans. We've hit about, you know, if you think it's a quick fix, a lot of people out there feel like that's, you know, that's what they're going to do. And folks, if that's your plan, you're not ready for retirement. How about paying off debt, guys? Getting that out of your wheelhouse, getting that off your shoulders. If you are hesitant to do that, you might not be ready.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. We get a lot of questions about that. And obviously, you know, Darren's got some amazing software and things that he can walk through with clients. But at the end of the day, it's really about just making sure that clients' money is doing what it should be doing, right? All too often in the last year, whether it was volatility, whether it was the pandemic, or the political uncertainty, people didn't know what their money was going to do or how it was going to react.
Right. And having a plan is so important to that. You know, if there's a major purchase coming down the road, it's always nice to go back to the plan. Let's run it through the plan, make sure that those numbers work. And people, you know, after doing hundreds and hundreds of retirement plans this past couple of years, right? We've seen a major difference between people who have debt paid off.
Yes.
Versus people who, you know, have a huge mortgage, huge car payments, things like that. So if you're nearing retirement, I can't say it enough, you know, paying down that debt makes a world of difference to your retirement.
But using the right money too, right? So our Freedom First retirement process is something that we really like to help clients make sure you're getting the freedom back into your retirement plan or your portfolio. So I'm going to throw out an offer right now. Normally, Darren will charge anywhere from $500 to $1,000 to put together the plan. And right now, you call 1-800-514-4575 for your Retirement Shield book, Amazon bestseller, and Retirement Shield kit. And it's your chance to kind of work with the brother, so to speak, and get that brother's approach, a holistic process to make sure your money's doing exactly what it should be doing. I just want to throw this out. If you have $500,000 more of investable assets, you're going to get a ton of value from walking through the process and really making sure your money's doing what you want and need it to be doing.
All right, guys, that's fantastic. Again, courtesy service provided, no cost, just to help educate and enlighten. And again, if you have $500,000 saved in your accounts for retirement, this is going to fit right in your wheelhouse. Again, here's the number, 800-514-4575, 800-514-4575. And that's 4575. Again, 800-514-4575. We are hitting the Jeff Foxworthy line. You might be a redneck if. Well, this is you're not quite ready for retirement if these things are going down. How about this, guys? And this is kind of hit you over the top of the head because it's true. And I think a lot of people are there living paycheck to paycheck.
Boy, yeah, no, we hear that all the time, and especially with things getting more and more expensive. And one of the things we've seen is a tremendous job loss in today's economy in the last year. So, you know, I think if people are living paycheck to paycheck, you know, I mean, that can be tough, but that's the average American right now. So our retirees are usually in a position where they're kind of at the end of their career, trying to figure out, okay, how much more should I contribute and where should this money go? What kind of direction do you like to give those people, Darren?
Yeah, I think, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, like you said, can be tough. It's looking for areas where you can maybe trim some to increase your savings. If there's some, you know, the Netflix bill, any little thing, right, where that you can maybe trim and improve your margin, so to speak, and put more money into retirement savings will help you catch up for sure. And, that's what we always, you know, I think looking at a budget heading into retirement and what are your wants and what are your absolute needs is so critical.
I think this is amazing, right? And I mentioned this in the last couple of weeks, is 95% of Americans, retired or not retired, they don't have a plan. And you think of climbing Mount Everest, and we always talk about this. You climb Mount Everest with a plan, Sherpa, amazing gear. Hopefully you've been in amazing shape, but they say that more climbers die coming down the mountain than they do climbing it. And it's kind of like retirement. You need a deaccumulation plan. You need to know, well, if there's a long-term care event, how do we pay for that? If there's crazy market volatility, how do we shield from all those losses? So I think a deaccumulation plan, a spending or income plan, not an if-come plan. There's enough in Americans right now and retirees that have saved enough money that all you need to do is preserve and grow that money. And I think between our holistic approach, I have 20-some years in insurance, Darren's our fiduciary advisor, you have opportunities to stabilize and get a successful income plan in place.
You guys are locked in to Retirement Shield Radio. Sean Peel is your host. He's over there. Darren McComas, his brother-in-law and fiduciary for the firm, also side-by-side with Sean on this program. And I'm Morgan Patrick, your consumer advocate. You've heard a lot of interesting things already in this first segment, but you guys keep coming back to plan. The last one on the list, and you've already kind of mentioned it, it's just having, if you're not in a situation to retire, you might not be, I should say, if you haven't really thought about building a reliable monthly income where it's going to be there for you each and every month through retirement. People are always fixated on making that retirement age, but having a plan that has an income for you as you are in retirement is going to be key.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what the Retirement Shield process is about. It's literally about shielding that retirement, creating a consistent income plan that's going to address inflation, taxation, volatility. I mean, we like to talk about the story of the Titanic. And the reason everybody knows the name of that ship is not because it sunk. 1,500 people lost their lives that day. And people always want to know, well, what can we do to keep our money safe? Should we look at annuities? Should we look at CDs? Should we look at the money market? The bottom line is, when you take a holistic approach like Darren and I do, we're going to look at everything. And we're going to make sure that whatever lifeboats you're currently using are the right lifeboats. Because what we've seen is people have money in the bank earning nothing. You have some solutions that can get better growth and still stay conservative. Why don't you just talk through a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've had so many clients come to us the last year, and with interest rates so low, they have cash sitting in the bank earning 0.01%, 0.4%, you know, and their money really is going backwards, you know, when you think about it in terms of inflation. So we've created a couple different portfolios with, you know, a very low risk that 2% in dividends on average annually, and got some decent market growth as well, and are fully liquid. So it's hard to do those three things. It's hard to have liquidity, hard to have safety, and it's hard to have growth. And we feel that the portfolios that we've been able to customize and build have checked all three boxes.
Oh, that's incredible.
Sean, let's go ahead and get that phone ring. And I know that there are a lot of people out there that are scratching their head thinking, you know what? I might not be ready for retirement. What can we give them?
Well, let's do it. 1-800-514-4575. Retirement Shield book and kit, and the opportunity to walk through the process with Darren and I to make sure your money's doing what it needs to be doing. If you want to get a second opinion about something you're looking at investing in, or maybe an insurance product, that's what we're here for. 20-some years in the business. Between our two businesses, we have over 70 years of experience. So the bottom line is this. A lot of advisors right now are charging for financial planning. Darren's willing to sit down, go through the process without an upfront planning fee. So 1-800-514-4575. Make sure you have a deaccumulation, an income plan, and something to protect you against the uncertainty.
All right, there you go. Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. So if you have any questions about what we've been talking about today, well, now is your opportunity. 800-514-4575. The number again, 800-514-4575. 800-514-4575 will get you into the program. Well, we need to take a short break, but we'll continue the conversation with Sean Peel and Darren McComas. That's coming up next right here.
When we come back, we'll get rolling. Rolling over your 401k, that is. You get to talk to a fiduciary advisor. Get the best advice that you can possibly get. Why it can really help boost your retirement savings.
is such a blow to investors.
You know what? Right now, breaking news. We have stocks all around the world.
We're waiting for the market to open in a second.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, then do something about it. Call Sean Peel, president and founder of Retirement Plus, 800-514-4575, 800-514-4575.
Retirement Shield Radio on the air. I'm Morgan Patrick, your consumer advocate. The host of the program is Sean Peel. Again, Retirement Shield Radio. Darren McCullis, the fiduciary with the firm, also along for the ride. Always fun to have both guys on the program, and we are talking all things retirement. You heard the tease. Most baby boomers that are nearing retirement have had as many as, I don't know, a dozen jobs, and over those jobs, they've had multiple retirement accounts, a 401k, probably the most common. The question is, what have you done with those accounts? Do you know where they are? Do you know how many you have? Well, start rolling out some options for you, and we're going to do that today. Let's start with a definition. Guys, what is an IRA rollover?
Great question. So an IRA rollover is when you have maybe a 401k at your work or a 403b. Most employer-sponsored plans will allow you to roll over your funds to a IRA, so it will stay pre-tax. Usually you have to be 59 and a half years to get that process started, and most allow one rollover per year. And I'll just say this, you know, there are some advantages to the 401k. Most are fairly inexpensive, but there's some disadvantages too. They tend to have a limited choice of investments and usually not a lot of advice or guidance, and not very quick or nimble to pivot in some of those choices.
Guys, you know, it just brings to mind, again, we want to remind everybody we're visiting with Sean Peel, host of Retirement Shield Radio, brother-in-law Darren McCullis, who's the fiduciary with the firm, also with us. I'm Morgan Patrick, your consumer advocate. But we're talking about IRAs, rollovers, all these different accounts that baby boomers or really anyone that's had multiple jobs over the course of their lifetime and is a near retirement, kind of getting things together. I've heard the junk drawer analogy a bunch. Darren, can you jump on that and just kind of, expound upon that and expand on, our knowledge? A lot of people hear that, but what does exactly mean?
Well, I'm going to jump in here real quick because yesterday I got into our junk drawer at home and I was looking for a screwdriver. And as I pulled the drawer open, scissors and tape flew out of the drawer. So I just want everybody to have that picture in their mind because a lot of you have accounts all over the place. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know how much you're being charged. And I think Darren has a really good idea of how to do it and why that maybe not is a good thing.
That's a great analogy, the junk drawer. I just think of my junk drawer. Holy cow. you know, we talk to people every week and they have, you know, various 401ks from previous jobs. Maybe they have different banking institutions, IRAs. They always say, well, I want to diversify, right? And we are big believers in being diversified, but just not with your financial institutions. It's so hard when your money is spread out in multiple places to get it all working together. We talk about creating synergy, you know, and doing some tax minimization strategies. It's almost impossible when your money is at multiple institutions to try to get the left hand and the right hand, so to speak, working together. And, you know, we'll often do Roth conversions with a lot of our clients. It sure makes it much more powerful and much more efficient when it's together and the plan is creating synergy.
You know, guys, you're talking about working together as a team, you know, with your current clients, possibly potential clients down the road. And it's not a walk in the park when you're heading towards retirement. There are a lot of, you know, details that need to be addressed. They need to be kept. You need to keep track of them. And I think a lot of people that are heading into retirement don't really consider that. So the importance of working with a professional, the importance of having a plan, I mean, it's paramount.
Oh, it is so paramount. I mean, yeah, I look at my business. I've been in the insurance business for 20 years, you know, do Retirement Plus. Darren McComas, the fiduciary advisor for Abraham & Company. And it's, you know, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. It's not an all or nothing proposition when we're looking at working with a client. And most of the time, I want to go back to the junk drawer piece a little bit.
Sure.
Money is doing so many different things on so many different levels. People find accounts sometimes that they completely forgot about. And then they're like, okay, well, what's this money going to be used for? So I think at the end of the day, if you're serious, if you have more than 500,000 investable assets, take action, be proactive, quit having your money babysat, so to speak. Get proactive, have a plan, call right now, 1-800-514-4575. What's it hurt? A second opinion, a fresh perspective. Well, I'm looking at buying this annuity, or I'm looking at making an investment in this REIT. I mean, these are the questions that we get. Darren's able to pull back the curtain and say, look, do you realize that this money over here is doing this when it really needs to be doing something completely different? And then I want to touch back on the 401k. You know, Darren points out a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes that clients just don't know about. So 1-800-514-4575. Let's have a conversation. Let's get the Retirement Shield book. Let's get the kit. Let's make sure that your finances and your retirement are shielded from the four and five major areas that we have to get taken care of.
All right. Well, if you're out there and the questions are starting to pop up, this is the opportunity to get in. 800-514-4575. That's 800-514-4575. The importance of a plan, the second opinion. And here's another thing that we'll probably talk about quite a bit, guys, and I'll throw this out. When you are working with someone, it's okay to ask questions. It's also okay to get second opinions. I think there are a lot of people out there that are in that retirement zone where they're 10 to 15 years away from pulling the trigger and hopefully, you know, enjoying their retirement. But they, you know, they feel like they're locked in. That's just not the case. Second opinions are common. They should be. You always want to have, you know, if one doctor diagnoses you with one ailment, are you just going to go with that? Or are you going to say, you know what, maybe I should ask somebody else before I go down this road of treatment?
Yeah, Darren's actually got a great story about someone he knows very closely that needed a second opinion and didn't get one.
My father, you know, my dad was a teacher for over 40 years, was getting close to retirement. It was around 2008. And, you know, his advisor was kind of more of a reactive mode. My dad was sitting way too aggressive in a lot of his retirement accounts and ended up losing a significant portion during the financial crisis. And, you know, that's where having that proactive approach, you know, we feel that we take with our clients, really looking out ahead and trying to steer around those troubled waters, so to speak, and really save the day. And bottom line, my dad had to work five more years than he had initially planned. Didn't get to retire. Had to take a second job in the summer to try to recoup some of those losses. And I always keep that in the back of my mind when I talk with people.
Well, it's what fuels us. It's what drives the passion for our business.
I was going to say, I mean, the motivation is right there. I mean, when you watch your parents or maybe a friend, a family member struggle because of a decision that could have been different earlier that would have helped so much.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, I think back to my back surgery. I talk about it all the time. I mean, so many doctors, so many people had looked at it, couldn't figure it out. And then all of a sudden, bam, got it figured out. Surgery changed everything. And I think it's something you shouldn't be afraid of. A second opinion or fresh perspective with your money.
Now's that chance to get that second opinion. And people are shocked at how aggressive they were. You know, 20 years ago, they got into some pretty aggressive mutual funds within their 401ks. Mm-hmm. Nothing's been changed. And, you know, they're shocked when we pull back the curtain and show them their risk score. And usually there's a big disconnect of where they're at currently.
Sure.
And what they're invested in within their employer-sponsored plans.
You're locked into Retirement Shield Radio. Sean Peel is your host. Darren McComas is the Chief Investment Officer, Fiduciary Advisor with the firm. He's with us, too. I'm Morgan Patrick, your consumer advocate. Here's a little twist, too, guys. I've heard this quite a bit. If you have a 401k and it's through your company and you leave that job or you move on to another job and you're still under that age limit, you can move that 401k without penalty. And a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, if you moved on from a former employer and you no longer work there, so you've severed service, so to speak, you're able to roll over those accounts. You're able to take control of them. You know, I've taught advisors and done this all over the country. I think at the end of the day, take control of whatever you can. It's so incredibly important. And what most people don't realize, right, is Darren is able to help roll over and move those accounts, and it doesn't cost him anything.
Right. Usually there's no fees involved, no taxation, because the money is rolling from a pre-tax account like a 401k or 403b into a rollover IRA. So as far as the IRS is concerned, that money is still pre-tax, so no taxation and usually no fees involved in that transfer.
Guys, I know we're getting down towards the end of this segment, but I did want to hit on value stacking. Can you kind of go into that a little bit, what that means to you guys?
You know, I think in our business, I come from the insurance industry. Darren's a fiduciary advisor, and you're going to hear me say that over and over because usually the two sides, they don't agree really on anything. And people always want to say, the question that we've been getting, especially last year, is what kind of value can you really add? You know, if I leave the big bank or I leave this relationship I've had for the last maybe 15 or 20 years, is it going to be a good move? Am I going to save any money? And what difference will it really make? And Darren created a value stacking process that he takes every one of the clients through. And I want him to break down the five different areas that you go through with clients and then kind of give us a little idea, just a nugget, of what the difference can look like.
We came up with this not too long ago. And really, these five areas, we look at fees. What kind of fees are you paying? What are you paying your advisor? What kind of internal fees are there inside those funds that you may own? Then we look at taxes, right? Coming up with a proactive tax minimization strategy looking forward and versus just taking taxes as they come. We help you maximize your Social Security. When is the perfect time to turn on Social Security for you and maybe your spouse? We look at dividends. What are you currently getting in annual dividends compared to maybe what we can do for you with some of our portfolios? And then really minimizing drawdowns, right? A lot of people out there have plenty of assets, right? Sitting pretty aggressive and a drawdown of 40 or 50% would change their entire retirement plan. Just takes maybe a tweak here, a tweak there, you know, lowering those drawdowns, making them more manageable when they do happen. Those five things really we feel is where our two firms can add the most value. And often it's well north of six figures of money back into your plan. Less money to the IRS, more money in those Social Security checks, more money coming in through dividends and less fees usually.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the calendar, seven spots. You get to go through this process with Darren, no charge, 1-800-514-4575. I'm going to throw in my book, Retirement Shield, and the Retirement Shield Kit. Act now, second opinion, fresh perspective. What could value stacking do for you and your portfolio? 1-800-514-4575.
All right, you heard the number. I'm going to repeat it, 800-514-4575. Again, courtesy service provided at no cost just to help educate and enlighten a side-by-side comparison of what you've currently got and what you could possibly have. 800-514-4575, 800-514-4575. Retirement Shield Radio with Sean Peel and Darren McComas, Chief Investment Officer, Fiduciary Advisory for the firm.
In retirement, some people like to take it easy. Let's see, to nap or not to nap. And some people like to go, go, go.
And then we went to St. Thomas, then New Orleans, then our grandson's soccer game, then for the theater, New York, to Bora Bora.
You know what the beauty of it is? It's your choice. Live it like you want. If you have the right plan.
Get the right plan for you.
Call Retirement Shield Radio's Sean Peel, 800-514-4575, 800-514-4575.
Retirement Shield Radio is on the air. Hello, Seattle. I'm Morgan Patrick, your consumer advocate. Your host is Sean Peel, 20 years experience, and we have a co-host, his brother-in-law, Darren McComas, is with us. He is... Well, he's a big guy. Chief Investment Officer, Fiduciary Advisor at the firm. First of all, welcome, guys. Great to be back on with you. And Sean, I'll let you start. Introduce us to your brother-in-law because he's such a big part of what you do.
Boy, I'm pretty excited. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I have Darren McComas, my business partner and brother-in-law, and he's our Fiduciary Advisor. We could not do what we do around here without him. So say good afternoon, Darren.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Excited to be here.
excited to be with my brother-in-law and business partner. And we always say we take that brother's approach to our clients. And we're just thrilled to be on the air with you today.
I got to jump in. Do you guys get along? You guys nice to each other when you're not on the radio? Is that true?
It is true. Yeah, we don't have any of those issues. We have a lot to be thankful for when it comes to that.
All right. Well, you teased it. We're going to get into some myths just about retirement, just counterintuitive, you know, retirement strategies that work. But I want to get more into background. Sean, kind of reiterate your background, but also, Darren, we'd love to hear from you how you got into the business, what really kind of flipped a switch with you to go down this road.
No, that's a good point. So, you know, I've been in the insurance industry for 20 years, and Darren's been coaching and teaching for has over 20 years of experience doing that, then was a chief compliance officer for one of the firms. And Darren actually has a good story about his dad and kind of the passion that propelled him to do what he currently does.
Oh, I love story time. Go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was a teacher felt like forever. And then it was around 2008 when my father was also a teacher, was set to retire, but got caught up in that financial crisis, lost a lot of his retirement savings during that time. And instead of being a really joyous time, he had to continue teaching, had to get a second job in the summer and cancel vacations, cancel a lot of retirement plans. And I think that's the moment right there that I really got interested in becoming a financial advisor. And since that point, it just been a gradual change. I've been blessed to be a teacher, but I've left that profession a few years ago. And here we are today. And get to work with my brother-in-law, who has taught me a ton, and as well as our uncle, who owns our firm. So it's been a great ride, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I tell you, I hear that in your voice, just that need to and want to help others, and when you have a story like that from your past, it really kind of hits home, because a lot of people are very concerned in today's climate on what it's going to look like down the road and how's my retirement. Is it healthy? And certainly, you know, having a professional sit down and talk about those plans, it's absolutely huge. We want to give you a phone number now, just so you kind of keep it in your memory bank, because we're going to have an opportunity for you to get together with the guys on the radio. How cool is that? So here's the number, 800-514-4575. Again, the number 800-514-4575. Keep that number handy, all right? And we will talk more about it. But Retirement Shield Radio is just that. It's about shielding your retirement. And Sean, we want to talk a little bit about myths, and we're glad to have Darren along. And certainly Darren's going to be a fixture on the program from time to time. And Sean is going to be that cleanup hitter, hitting out of the four spot each and every week here in the Seattle market. So we're excited about that. So myth, I'll read a myth and you kind of give me the reality. How about that, Sean? All right. And
let's
Darren,
do it.
And Darren, you jump in whenever you want. All right. So the myth, short-term safety, misconception. You should be able to better predict a stock price tomorrow compared to predicting where it will be 10 years from now. And there is a much lower chance of a big drop in a single day than there is over time in a given stock fund. That's the myth.
Yeah, that's definitely a myth. I mean, I think that, and Darren can speak a little bit to this, and this is the benefit of having our holistic approach, right? I have 20-some years in the insurance industry. Darren has his experience and is the fiduciary advisor. You know, it's not an all or nothing proposition. The way we figure this stuff out is the truth usually lies somewhere in the middle. And we see people wanting to time the market all the time. We see people that pay attention to newsletters or whatever the newest fad is. Tell us about timing the market and if you think that might work well, Darren.
Yeah, timing the market is very hard. And it's even harder today because you're inundated by so many different sources, you know, the TV, the radio, the internet, and it's all over. Your best buddy giving you tips at the barbecue. You know, trying to get in on a stock is very hard in the short term, as you can, you know, especially in volatile markets that we're seeing today. Prices can fluctuate, and people can get caught in the really a bad stock at the worst time. I'm thinking a few, like GameStop lately, Hertz.
That was a perfect example.
Yep. You know, it's definitely having a longer time horizon can smooth out that volatility. But in the short term, it's tough unless you really really know what you're doing.
All right. We are discussing some myths as we get into the counterintuitive retirement strategies. And here's another one for you. Paper loss. The misconception is if I don't sell my losing position, then I don't have a loss. Guys, what's the reality there?
Well, we like this because our average client is 65 years old. And we love to discuss this because, you know, the traditional brokers out there, and Darren can speak to this too, in the big banks, they want you just to ride it out. Darren has a saying about riding it out.
Yeah. Riding it out in retirement will wear you out.
Oh, I like it.
And what people need to realize when you turn age 72, you know, and those required minimum distributions kick in, you might have to start locking in some of those paper losses and turn them into realized losses.
And when you look at our clients, they're, you know, either going to retire shortly or have recently retired. They're not putting money back into these accounts to catch up on those losses. They don't have time on their side to recoup. And one of the favorite things I've always liked doing in our classes that we hold and questions we like asking clients, if the market corrected tomorrow, how much money are you comfortable losing? And Darren, what do they always say?
None.
Exactly right. So paper loss, no paper loss. If that balance goes down, that's a real loss. And we've seen husbands get grumpy. The market goes down. We're about, and this is what Darren's all about, helping you put a plan together that's going to give you stability and growth. Maybe speak a little bit to that, Darren.
Yeah, you know, taking some of that risk off the table, getting more predictable returns, you know, by taking on less risk, getting good dividend growth. We often see people are usually around 1-1.5% in annual dividends. And there's a lot of opportunities out there to increase your dividends, which, you know, smooths out that volatility, we always say, and brings a little extra income into those accounts. And then maybe you don't have to realize some of those paper losses.
That's a good point.
Retirement Shield Radio on the air in Seattle, and you are listening to Sean and Darren. Again, this is going to be pretty interesting as we get into the more myths, but I want to give out this number because coming up in a little bit, you're going to get an opportunity to sit down with these guys. No cost, no obligation. Kind of kick the tires, get that second opinion. 800-514-4575. That's 800-514-4575. Jot that down because coming up in a minute, you're going to get an opportunity and you're going to get a free book too. And it's not just a free book. It's written by Sean and it's a number one bestseller, Amazon. Don't want to miss that. So let's get to another myth. Guys, leave it to the pros. The misconception, let the money managers handle it.
Yeah, I like to jump in here because, you know, this is our seventh year on radio. And one of the things we always say is with the cookie cutter approach that's out there, meaning there's companies bragging about managing billions of dollars, but they're only able to do that because of a cookie cutter approach. So we talk about being in a proactive relationship versus a reactive relationship. Walk us through that, Darren. Are people really getting their money handled, or is it, like you like to say, more babysitting?
Yeah, we see a lot of cookie cutter portfolios out there. You know, we do analysis on a daily basis on people's portfolios, people from all over this country, and it seems, you know, we often see the same exact funds in all, everyone's accounts. And you know, leaving it to the pros is definitely, you know, a wiser choice than probably doing it yourself. But we often see, you got to make sure that there isn't a cookie cutter approach. And that's where, you know, our analysis comes in. We really pull back the curtain, take a look at what's under the hood, what kind of fees you're paying, what kind of risk you're taking on. And is it make sense in that account? You know, a lot of times, we have people that have the same exact funds in a Roth, in an IRA, in a brokerage account. And those are completely different tax situations, but yet they're set up exactly the same.
I think one of my favorite things is watching Darren do one of his analysis, and someone owns 12, 14, 20 different mutual funds. Mm-hmm. And then Darren's able to show them through the analysis that they own pretty much the same stuff.
Very high correlation. Yeah, 15, 20 different mutual funds, and, you know, almost 90% of them are highly correlated to each other. So when the market moves one way or the other, up or down, the whole portfolio goes up or down. And there's nothing really diversified there.
So guys,
no, that's a great point.
I was going to just jump in. So when you hear something like that and you see something like that, is that just, I guess, a potential client or someone that comes to you that just has not gotten a second opinion, and they have basically been put in these funds without really, you know, breaking it down and do the pluses and the minuses?
That's exactly right. Darren does a really good job of calling it like a babysitter approach. That money's just sitting there. No one's doing anything with it. It's not being actively managed. And Darren takes a ton of pride in making sure people's money's doing what it should be doing and taking a proactive approach. You know, he can tell you stories about last March when things got a little crazy. He was able to get in, make adjustments for clients, and he was not telling clients just to ride it out.
Yeah, we see often, you know, we do those analysis and those funds haven't changed in years and years. They've just been sitting there. Meanwhile, the advisor's collecting their fees and the mutual funds are collecting their fees. And, you know, and there's different market environments. Some funds are going to work well in the current market environment and some are going to be losers. And we're just a big believer in, you know, being proactive. Let's find the right funds that are going to work in this current market condition. When the numbers break down, and the momentum is lost in some of those funds, let's look if there's better opportunities out there to lower risk and not have to ride it out or you know, tell our clients that the market will bounce back. Those funds will eventually come back. I really think, you know, if you take an active approach, you can avoid a lot of major drawdowns by being in the right funds at the right time.
Okay, Seattle, you are listening to Retirement Shield Radio. Sean Peel is your host. He's over there. And Darren McComas, he is the chief investment officer with the firm and fiduciary advisor. You get a twofer today. How about that? We don't get it every day, but we get a twofer today. And Sean, there are a lot of people out there. They're clamoring. They want to know, you know, what's best for their retirement. The number is 800-514-4577. And a lot of times it is just that second opinion.
That's exactly right. You guys call right now. Here's what we've done. We've opened up 7 spots on our calendar. You get the Retirement Shield book, the Retirement Shield kit, and our value stacking process that Darren's going to walk through, stack up exactly what you're doing compared to what he would recommend. And I'm going to tell you, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen anywhere from $500,000 to over $1 million put back into people's portfolio. So, I mean, here's what it really is. He breaks down your fees, diversification, risk, and then an efficient tax plan. I'm hoping we're going to talk about that a little bit today. So right now, 1-800-514-4575. If you have $500,000 more in that portfolio and you're serious about getting a second opinion, fresh perspective, now's your time. Don't hold back. Take a business decision serious and make sure your money's doing exactly what you need it to be doing.
All right. You heard it right there, Seattle. Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. So if you have any questions about what we've been talking about today, all right, this is how you do it. You call the number, you get one of those 7 spots on the calendar. 800-514-4575. That's 800-514-4575. And that will get you with Retirement Shield Radio and, of course, Sean Peel.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to go through an amazing process called value stacking. Now, I know most of you are wondering, what the heck is that? But I promise, if you sit tight and allow us to go through the next 10 minutes, you'll be amazed.
You've worked all your life, you've saved, you've followed all the rules. Now it's time to retire. Here's the question. Who do you want relaxing and taking it easy? Your nest egg or you? Well, of course you want to relax and travel and enjoy. And nest egg? You've got more work to do. For a retirement that maximizes your portfolio, your Social Security, avoids unnecessary risk, protects you from pitfalls, and frankly, lets you retire and keeps the nest egg working, you need a retirement partner. You need someone looking out for your best interests and building a plan for you based on your situation. Call Sean Peel of Retirement Shield Radio at 800-514-4575. That's 800-514-4575.
Welcome back to Retirement Shield Radio. Hey, Seattle, how you doing? Well, we're doing fine. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. The host is Sean Peel, Retirement Shield Radio. Darren McComas, brother-in-law, fiduciary with the firm. He is along for the ride, a twofer, as I like to say. But guys, great first segment, loved it. And now we're going to get into something. You teased it, Sean, value stacking. Well, when I was watching the Super Bowl, I value stacked. I had a Triscuit, I had some cheese, I had some ham, I had some other things on there. That, to me, was value stacking for the Super Bowl. But I have a feeling value stacking for you guys, not the same thing.
Yeah, it really doesn't have anything to do with food, even though I really appreciate the Triscuit and cheese. You could have stopped right there and I would have been good. But I think at the end of the day, we get questions all the time. What does it mean to work with you and your brother-in-law? What would that, you know, mean to our portfolio? And then will you really be able to make any difference?
Yeah, you know, our value stacking process is really about being transparent.
That's exactly right.
Pulling back the covers, let's show exactly what's going on. We'll show you everything we have going on over here, right? And it starts with fees. We compare what you're paying your current advisor, what kind of hidden fees are in those funds that you're invested in. And people are amazed what that looks like on a year basis. And then we extrapolate it out to 10 years. And wow, that's powerful. And then we'll stack it up against our numbers. And again, full transparency, we'll show exact calculations and how we derive that. And that's usually the first layer of the value stack.
Yeah, and we get a lot of good feedback, right? People have no idea what they're genuinely paying when it comes to their portfolio. And Darren does an amazing job of going in there and saying, look, you have a 2-star, 3-star rated fund. This is what it's costing you. This is why it's performing that way. And Darren uses a really good analogy. He says, you wouldn't buy a car in today's, with all the information out there, with poor safety ratings. So why would you choose to have a poor investment option within your portfolio? And don't you think, Darren, it's just because people don't really know what's in their portfolio?
Right. They're given a prospectus that's most of the time over 100 pages long, and no one reads those. And, you know, all the fees are disclosed in there. But again, if you don't read it and don't understand it, then you really don't know what's going on underneath the hood, so to speak. So that first value stack is the fees. And I'm just thinking yesterday we met with Kim and Alan. Mm-hmm. They're in Wisconsin, right? And we went through the fees. We were going to save them over a 10-year period around $80,000.
Yeah, it was a lot of money. I think the first thing Kim said is, that's ridiculous, because she had no idea they were paying that much.
Wow.
And we're not out here trying to throw anybody under the bus, but what we do know is our baby boomer generation, our conservative clients, right? You appreciate and worked hard for your money. Most of our clients are extremely frugal, so they don't want to throw money out the window.
Exactly right. And, you know, another thing we stack number two is the dividends. We compare what they're currently bringing in dividends in their portfolio. We run the numbers, we show them that, and then we compare it to some of our portfolios. We're big believers in lowering people's risk, but not giving up on growth. And then, you know, adding that extra layer of a good dividends, consistent annual dividends. Oftentimes people can live off the dividends we're able to generate with our portfolios, or at least, you know, pay for a good chunk of their monthly income with that and then not have to touch their principal.
Well, you always tell a really good story about rental properties, right? You buy a rental property to get that rental check every single month. The value of that property may fluctuate in the course of 10 years, but you're not worried about it because you're not selling it. You want the consistent flow of income, like what you're talking about, into the portfolio. And what that does, and I've seen you show it, offset volatility. We get clients say all the time, I don't want to spend through principal. Well, if you're getting 4% in dividends, like you say, that really helps.
It sure does. It goes a long ways to stretch your retirement income. And then the next stack really is looking at their risk and running the numbers through our software tools. And we model what would happen if we went through another financial crisis like 2008. Well, running at your current risk being, you know, most of the people we meet are more on the aggressive end of the spectrum.
Yep.
If they went through another 2008, their eyes almost pop out of their heads to see the number that they would lose, you know, 40, 50% of their portfolio. And then, you know, taking our more conservative approach, we're able to, you know, limit that drawdown quite a bit. And what a big difference in savings. And like you say, Sean, it's not about how much you make in retirement. It's about what you keep in retirement.
Let me jump in, guys. I want to tell everybody, Retirement Shield Radio is what you're tuned into. Your host is Sean Peel over there. His brother-in-law, Darren McComas, is the chief investment officer for the firm, fiduciary advisor. And we're talking about just how they're doing it, the stack principle, the value stacking. And guys, you hit on something that I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on. When you meet with, let's just say, a new perspective and you go over these numbers, are they, especially when it comes to risk, are a lot of them absolutely floored that maybe way too much of what they've got going on is at risk?
Yeah, I think it's something we consistently see. I can tell you this, you know, out of the 100 portfolios I've seen Darren look at, like for instance, in this last year, no one was really ever where they thought they would be. or where they should be. And so Darren has a really great analogy about, you know, speeding through a neighborhood. You wouldn't speed at 65 years old. You wouldn't drive 60 or 70 miles to that neighborhood. But that's what's going on in a lot of portfolios that you analyze. Speak to that for a second.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, they come to us, they say, well, my advisor said we're conservative or more moderate. We have a great program, and it actually quantifies. It gives us, you know, we put your portfolio through our software, and it spits out a number, an exact number. And then we have our people we work with take a questionnaire, and it gives us their risk number. And often there's a major disconnect, what they're comfortable with and what their current portfolio is doing. And then that really starts our conversation.
Guys, now talk about comfort and maybe not so comfortable tax planning. It's a word that so many people need to be concerned about, but I think a lot of people, it's on the back burner and it should be up front.
You know, I think this is probably where we've grown our firm the most in the last year is talking about the ticking time bomb that will be taxation, right? And the baby boomer generation, or as I like to call them, the 401k generation, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions, and probably billions of dollars in these tax deferred accounts. And here's what's interesting. They say that you'll work 30 or 40 years putting money into a 401k, and you're going to defer out about $75,000 in taxes. But then there's about a $375,000 to $400,000 tax bill, because every penny you put in, every penny that was matched, and every penny of growth is now taxable. So talk a little bit about what we've been doing with the efficient tax strategies that you put in place.
Yeah, it really comes down to us betting on that taxes are going to go up, right? I mean, we look at the stimulus packages that have been passed due to COVID. The lockdowns have crushed our economy. The tax revenues are you know, just
all-time lows.
All-time lows. So mm-hmm. You have spending all-time highs, revenues all-time low. We've really painted ourselves as into a corner, so to speak. And we feel the only way out of this is through raising taxes, eliminating deductions, and raising your effective tax rate. And so we can either be proactive. You know, we know the tsunami is coming. I always say you could stand on the beach and just let these taxes wash over you, or you can be proactive and do what you can now. Trump's tax plan ends in the end of 2025. Taxes, we always say, are on sale right now. Let's be proactive and let's run the numbers and analyze your situation. And most often, doing some proactive tax planning makes a lot of sense. We often see up to six figures over a couple's retirement back into the plan.
Big, big numbers. Retirement Shield Radio, you're locked into it. Sean Peel is your host, and his brother-in-law, Darren McComas, is along for the ride today. Darren, the Chief Investment Officer, Fiduciary Advisor for the firm. Sean, we've been talking about a lot of different things today, but certainly the main gist of everything is giving people an opportunity to work on a roadmap, have that peace of mind, think about the future. And if you haven't thought about where your retirement is currently, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I mean, right now, 1-800-514-4575. This is an opportunity for you to work with a fiduciary advisor, Darren McComas. Go through the value stacking process. You're going to get a copy of the Retirement Shield book, copy of the Retirement Shield kit. But at the end of the day, you'll know exactly what you're doing compared to what other options. And if Darren can add any value back into your portfolio, I see this guy win all the time. He's probably got an 80% success ratio when it comes to improving people's money. And there's just a big misnomer nowadays. I like to keep things very simple. You know, we're not taught much about money, and we don't really understand what the investments are doing. So work with a pro. Get that second opinion, fresh perspective. Call now, 1-800-514-4575.
Folks, there's no cost, no obligation to get just a better handle on your financial situation, to find out what your investments are really costing you because of high fees or commissions, what future tax implications will be, and how much income you can securely generate from that once you do move into that retirement game. All right, the first step is just basically sit down with a financial coach. If something we are talking about resonates with you today and you feel the need to just get that second opinion, or if you want to make sure your current plan is really aligned with your goals, and that's very important, think about risk tolerance. We talk about it all the time. You need to call the number, 800-514-4575. We've got seven slots on the calendar, 800-514-4575.
800-454-4575. And we've got a copy of Sean's best-selling book, The Retirement Shield, available to you there. So make that appointment. 800-514-4575. Guys, time for some just last-minute words from you. Sean, it was very nice having your brother-in-law along for the ride. But, wow, I tell you, he adds, I think you might think about maybe doing a twofer almost every single week. He's great.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. You know, I get to work with this guy every day, and I get to see the value that he brings. And I think nowadays, with the lack of transparency, with the lack of integrity, when it comes to people's money, it's refreshing to work with someone that's humble, kind of got a servant's heart, and willing to do exactly what people need. So, Darren, thanks so much for joining us today. I think we need to just make this a weekly thing. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, a lot of fun. You know, I'm honored to work with Sean. Sean's taught me so much. And I'm telling you right now, there's no one out there that I know that has a sharper mind for this industry than Sean. And, you know, what an honor to be on the radio with these fine folks today. And just looking forward to many more shows ahead.
All right, guys, the show has absolutely flown by. I'd like to thank everybody for listening in the Seattle area. And we hope that you found the information we presented helpful. And we will look forward to talking to you again next week on the radio. You are listening to Retirement Shield Radio with Sean Peel.
The information provided by Retirement Shield LLC through Retirement Shield Radio or podcasts and their hosts does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice, nor is affiliated with the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. This information is being provided only as a general source of information and is not intended to be the primary basis for financial decisions. It should not be construed as advice designed to meet the needs of an individual situation. Consult with your tax advisor regarding specific tax or legal advice. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed insurance or financial professional.
Coach P Radio.